Are you William?
Yes, yes. Hello, Annie. I must say you look exactly like your photos.
Thank you?
I mean, it's a relief, really.
I get it. I had a date once with a man whose photos were taken 50 pounds ago.
Or in 1985.
Exactly. Why would I want to see your mullet? Shouldn't dating sites require you only post photos taken within the last year? Like an Amazon verified purchase?
Would be my preference, yes. And better yet, a little more than just the neck up.
I loved your personal statement. You got me at, I'm a model organism. And thank you for not writing, if you don't look like your photos, you buy the drinks until you do.
What can I get you folks?
Coffee with cream, thank you.
Nothing more?
Nope.
Sir?
Yes, black coffee and let's see, how about toast? And two soft-boiled eggs.
White or wheat?
White wheat, please.
You want one of each?
No, sorry. White, please.
Coming right up.
You're funny.
Well, the Brits are.
Known for your humor. It's true. Nothing will ever touch Monty Python.
Oh, John Cleese was practically a member of the family.
You must have a wry humor allele on your genome.
Pardon me?
Epigenetics.
Enlighten me sounds rather... sexy.
Well, it is if you're a chromosome. It's the external modification of our genetic code. Also known as the central dogma of molecular biology.
Sounds like philosophy or cellular anarchy.
Sort of. Still being debated. But environmental factors can flip your genetic switch. Maybe the British have all acquired their wit through chromosomal derangement.
Quite the compliment. Though Dad was a right sourpuss. Mum spent half the marriage trying to get him to laugh. Baked a cake once and wrote, find the toenail on it with blue icing.
You know, your genes can also be affected by trauma. And not just yours, your parents' trauma and their parents' trauma. The sorrow of ages is still carried inside us. My family is all from around Salem, Massachusetts. I'm screwed.
Yes, well, that is interesting. Maybe I shouldn't have ordered the eggs.
Here you go.
Too late.